I think ultimately, like I say, as much as no one wants to hear the harsh words because, you know, no one wants to get scammed, but I think it's very difficult to scam someone who isn't either greedy or lazy. Guys, Matt Haycox here, and welcome to the Matt Haycox Show here from Dubai once again. I've got with me Lily Dowse. Any of you guys who follow me will have probably seen me on Lily's podcast. She is presenter extraordinaire and crypto expert, and she's a friend of mine here from Dubai. We've been talking actually lately about doing lots of different things together. So glad she's here today. We've got a full day of recording, but we're making the most of having a little chat ourselves. And we're going to talk about scams today. Something I guess that all of us can probably have experienced, whether that's as mild as catfishing or as severe as getting spanked with a fake bank transfer or anything in between. But it's more and more going on. It was Lily's idea to talk about it, so here she is to do it.
Welcome. I mean, it's insane how many scam accounts that I actually have. I think I've hit about the 20 mark on Instagram. 20 different people, like, just replicating my account, sending messages to people trying to get them to invest in crypto. And I just get messages from friends saying, hey, is this you?
But I find it weird that your friends actually ask if it's you. I mean, I've not had that many. I've had a few, but you know, some of my friends will say, oh, is this you? And they'll have asked them, you know, like, just out of nowhere, would you fancy trading with me or whatever. Actually, some of my friends send me like funny messages where they say, you know, they say, oh, I've had a sex change, what do you think? And, you know, and this person or this bot or whatever it is, you know, keeps replying back.
I do love that. When you have like friends that back you and just randomly say something back, that's just horrendous. And they've somehow, yeah, whatever it is, has to reply to it. But I don't know, I find that if people don't know me well, somehow they think it might be me because they replicate the account.
Oh no,
so
100%.
Well,
I've been tagged. I told you the other day, I've been tagged in so many posts from your fake accounts because all they do, don't they? They go and copy almost like for like, word for word, your existing account. They download all the pics and they kind of copy the captions and everything. So I find myself getting tagged by Lily. I'm thinking, oh, what's that?
What have I tagged you in now?
And it's, you know, it's some fake account.
Yeah, I don't quite understand how they replicate everything as well. Do you think they literally just, there must be software that does it, right? That they copy and...
Whether it's bots, whether it's little kids sat in a call center somewhere doing it. But I guess, I think for me, as annoying as it is for us having people copy our accounts, and I've not had 20, but I've had, I don't know, four, five, six times it's happened. I guess as annoying as it is, for me, for the people on the receiving end of it, the reason that they're getting scammed, I believe, is ultimately because they're greedy and they're lazy. And I know, you know, that's probably not what anyone wants to hear when they've been scammed, but that is the reality. I mean, if you think, put it in, you know, your own terms, when would you receive a message from someone? Now, maybe if you know me, because there's two ways to look at this. You can say, well, I know Matt. Matt's just messaged me. Well, if I've just messaged you on Instagram, you're probably going to ring me about it, aren't
you?
Right? And if you don't know me, why would you be getting involved in a message trail and sending me cash? Yeah, I mean, maybe if I'm saying to you, buy this product for 20 quid, 30 quid. Yeah, I don't know. It might be worth taking a punt on it, small fry, ain't it? But why would you be sending me 500 quid, 1,000 quid, 10, 15, 20 grand, you know, to trade with or whatever it may be? I think ultimately, like I say, as much as no one wants to hear the harsh words because, you know, no one wants to get scammed, but I think it's very difficult to scam someone who isn't either greedy or lazy.
Yeah, I think if you really think about it and think about the bigger picture, you're going to realise that you need to do your own work to earn money. It's not just about hopping on board with what someone else is saying. And especially when it comes to investing, I mean, do your own research. You would never really give your money to anyone. But the Tinder swindler exists.
Tinder swindler. Did you see the Tinder swindler videos that
Elena
and I made?
Yes, I did actually. That was absolutely hilarious. But it's true. Like, people actually somehow do fall for it.
But why again? Everyone's feeling sorry for the girls on the Tinder swindler. I'm sorry. Every one of those girls was a gold digger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they deserve to get utterly abused by that guy? No, of course he didn't, right? Mm-hmm. But they can only have been caught or they can only have been caught up in it because they were out there trying to benefit from it themselves.
Yeah, they saw opportunity and they jumped at it.
And I guess, you know, all Instagram does, or all the internet is doing, is just giving more and more and more opportunities for scammers to do it. I mean, the concept's always existed, hasn't it? I was actually thinking about this when I came in, because I was once greedy and lazy. And I remember, I mean, when I was a kid, I'm giving away my age now. Everyone who watches this thinks I'm only 27. But I used to get the Exchange and Mark magazine. I mean, you're probably
head.
Far too young to know what I'm talking about. But back in the UK, we used to have this magazine called Exchange and Mart. I say magazine, it looked like a magazine, but it was printed on like newspaper style paper. And the bulk of the magazine was classified ads selling things. Okay. You know, almost like an eBay style newspaper. And you know, every week it'd come out and there'd be different categories in there selling anything from nuts and bolts to cars to, you know, to pairs of jeans. I mean it was like the Bible of people who wanted to buy things and trade things. But they always had a few pages of business opportunities. And I was so excited to get this magazine every week because there were all these business opportunities in there. And it might not just be business opportunities. There was, you know, health and fitness opportunities as well. Buy this book for $29.99 that would tell you how to go from fatty to supermodel in 28 days, you know, or buy this business opportunity where the guy, you know, where you can make £10,000 a month and it just costs £49.99 and you'll be given the secret. And I was that idiot, you know, because we all want to believe it. You know, anyone who's daft enough or lazy enough to want to believe it, you know, goes for it.
My mum definitely is one of them people that just believes the amount of times I've had to say to her, like, that's not a real web page, mum. You're reading like fake news. And she's like, no, I'm telling you, there's this thing that's coming out. And the mum, that doesn't exist. So I think it's a bit of ignorance. And I think also people want to believe it as well. I think they want to believe someone's reaching out to them, someone's offering them help in whatever it is they're doing. I mean, I've also had, like, I've got emails in terms of like influencer style stuff, like, oh, we want you to promote this for us, click on this link and then we'll upload your content and then we'll pay you this amount. And to be fair, there's times where I'm like, oh, what is this? But you really have to like detach yourself and think, this is too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm probably also not being totally fair when I talk about, you know, the lazy and greedy thing across the board, because, you know, when you talk about let's say influencer things to promote an activity, I mean, you wouldn't be looking at that in terms of greed or laziness. I mean, that would be part of your day-to-day work. And I think we've probably got to split the scams here into two kinds. You know, ones which do fall under that kind of lazy, greedy banner, where, you know, the ultimate way to not be caught up in those is to I guess is to put the effort in, is to realize that if you want to make money in anything, you've got to put the time in, you've got to put the effort in, you've got to do the research. Mm-hmm. You've got to realize that anything takes blood, sweat, tears, and time. But then you've got the other side of scams, which are just getting more and more sophisticated scams, where, you know, you just have to have your eyes open. I mean, my guys in the office get it all the time, but a couple of times a month, three times a month, somebody will receive an email, yeah, from looking like it's from me or looking like it's from somebody else in the office, saying, you know, hey Steve, please,
can you do this?
Yeah,
for
please
me?
Transfer $10,000 to this account. And when you look at it, I mean, I still don't know how they do it, but when you look at it, it's absolutely perfect. And to the point that someone's probably, I don't know, if my email was, you know, matt@matthaycox.com, somebody's created an email.
Is that your actual, you're giving away your email address? Matt, don't do that.
My email's all over my stuff anyway. But if it was, like, if that was what the email was, someone would have bought a new domain, which is matt@matthaycox with three T's. Mm-hmm. Or one team said, or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, the difference is so slight that, you know, 90% of people aren't even going to notice it, even if they start to analyze it. They're certainly not going to do it at first glance. And it's obviously it's just a numbers game, because you think, how can these people have the time and the effort to do this? But they're doing it at such scale that they only need one or two people to, you know, to send $5,000 here or $2,000 there. And I've, you know, there's not many friends of mine who haven't got some story to tell about being, you know, being done.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think they say, I read a statistic, like 1 in 10 in America America will admit to being like having fall victim to a scam, which probably means at least probably 3 in 10 have actually, you know, given away money which hasn't been for the right purpose. But it's, I think the hardest thing really is taking the time to spot scams. You actually have to just do your due diligence. Like, make sure you know what you're looking for. As you say, look at who's sending you the email, who's sending you that DM. Is it actually that person? When was the last time they posted photos? This is what I say to people. I'm like, how do you not realize it's not me when all these photos are posted on the same day? People just don't take the time to actually notice.
Or if you, you know, if you're not even going to notice that stuff, you know, before you transfer someone some money, do some due diligence from a different direction at least. You know, I mean, if you've decided that you trust that person from Instagram, well, at least do a quick Google. At least pick up the telephone, or go and ask a couple of questions in some way. And again, you know, there's always going to be excuses. You know, and I don't know if someone DMs you saying you're pretending to be me, saying I've just launched this new product that's $29.99. You know, click on this and buy it. Well, okay, I mean that maybe that's not over the threshold to go and do serious due diligence. But when I see that people are getting emails or DMs from me saying, join me for trading, send me $5,000, send me $10,000, send me $20,000, and I'm gonna run it up to this. I mean, you have to do a basic level of due diligence in anything that you're gonna invest in or purchase. You know, I mean, you wouldn't buy a car from a car place without checking out a couple of, you know, whatever, I'm gonna say Yell.com reviews. I don't think we have Yell.com anymore, do we? But you know what I mean? And we do it in all other walks of life. I mean, you know, you won't go to a restaurant without Googling the life out of TripAdvisor, yet you're happy to send $10,000 to some randomer that you don't know, you just happen to follow them on
Instagram.
And even
like initiating conversation, like generally I've had people be like, I've had like whole conversation streams with these people. And I'm just thinking, at what point along this conversation did you not think, is this actually Lily? Is this actually Matt? Why am I keeping this conversation going? Do you reckon just people are like a bit lonely and they just think they just start DMing someone? They're like, oh, right, let's keep this going. Like, sometimes I just think, at what point do you not think, like, check it out, look into it, and report as well? We need to be reporting these things all the time.
So tell me the truth before we go. Have you been scammed?
Have I been scammed? Actually, you know what? I've been pretty... But I think it's just because I really look for the red flags and I will Google and look into everything. I'm that psycho. Like, I'm that person that, like, I will check out everything. Ex-boyfriends will realise that, like, they have been stalked to the next level. So, yeah, no, I haven't, but it's only because I'm a bit obsessive.
Well, not only have I admitted to being scammed, I've admitted that I'm no longer 27 either, so...
You've been telling us everything.
Lily 1, Matt 0.
Yes.
But look, good first chat. I'm looking forward to doing more of these.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, yeah, everyone now needs to be aware of what to look out for scammers and how to avoid our scammers.
And tell the guys at home, listening, watching, where can we find more of you?
So I have a podcast called Talk Crypto to Me, and I'm on Instagram, Lily Douse.
Cool. And guys, as always, I'm the Matt Haycox, TheMattHaycox on all things social. I look forward to seeing you again with another great guest soon. Thanks a lot,
Cheers,
Lily.
Cheers, Matt.